The Great Money Binge, Spending Our Way to Socialism, by George Malone, narrated by Johnny Heller. Copyright 2009 by George Malone. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Threshold Editions, a division of Simon & Schuster Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction by Amity Schles. Can we do it again? That's the question many of us are asking about the Reagan Revolution of the 1980s. Not right this minute seems to be the answer. As The Great Money Binge, Spending Our Way to Socialism, is published, a ghastly unity of official opinion holds that the world is entering the post-capitalist era. We can basically say goodbye to the philosophy espoused by Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, summed up President Clinton's Labor Secretary Robert Reich in a newspaper recently. But the market's moment will come again. While the world waits, it will want to prepare. The best way to do that is to sit down with this book and make the acquaintance of its author, George Malone. Malone happens to be the one who did do it the last time, along with several others. Mr. Malone, his boss, Robert Bartley, and several others at the Wall Street Journal led the charge that broke down the opposition and ended the last great binge, all without the Internet or even many fax machines, from 22 Cortlandt Street in downtown New York. To read this book, which includes the story of that great campaign, is in itself heartening, since it reminds us that the current economic fog is not unprecedented. In August 1971, after a retreat at Camp David, President Richard Nixon closed the gold window and imposed wage and price controls to camouflage what he'd done. With this action, Nixon doomed the next decade to economic mediocrity and postponed the computer revolution.